Museum expansion plans are unveiled in Haines, and the Planning Commission rejects an appeal for unlimited use of the 35-mile helipad. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Big changes are afoot for the museum in Haines. Last month, it was the announcement of the name change to the Haines Sheldon Museum. This month, plans for a massive expansion and renovation project were unveiled. The expansion would add 3,000 square feet of space to the multi-level museum. To give you an idea of what that expanse entails, the current building is 7,000 square feet. More exhibit space, more storage for sensitive displays, and windows across the entire front of the building are in the plans. Of course, the project is in its infancy, but preliminary designs were outlined to the museum's Board of Trustees on Wednesday. Paul Volkers is the president of MRV Architects out of Juneau, the firm hired to draw up the design. He gave the trustees a brief overview of the additions.
You know, this is at least a reasonable concept diagram of what might happen, and now you're going to have to start the sort of the harder steps of, is this the right scale of work that we need to do, and how do we find the money, and how do we move forward and stuff.
Among the expanded areas aimed at showcasing more artifacts and artwork, the makeover will include an elevator that spans all five floors of the building, wheelchair-accessible bathrooms, and better overall access into the building for people with disabilities.
But that basic goal of just trying to make practical stuff of getting in and out of the building legal and gracious has then led to a few more steps to improve the interior function of it, let you take the quality of your offerings maybe to a new level here.
According to the firm's estimate, based on conceptual plans, the total cost for the project would be just under $6 million. That includes construction as well as indirect costs like design plans, permitting, and furniture. Museum Director Helen Alton says one of the biggest motivators for the expansion and redesign is to get the building in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The act was signed into law in 1990, and as it stands now, the museum still doesn't meet the terms laid out in ADA legislation.
Most museums, most public facilities meet ADA now. We do not. You know, our bathrooms don't either, but the biggest thing is that we've got these five levels.
Alton says on a regular basis, the museum gets visitors that are either in a wheelchair or have physical limitations that wind up cutting their visit short.
All the time. I mean, I'm watching people struggle to get up the stairs. Most of our volunteers have aged or are older, and they can't get up the stairs easily. I'm always afraid of somebody hurting themselves.
Alton says not only could the borough be sued with no notice for not being in compliance, the restricted current design excludes locals as well as guests.
We have an aging population in Haines, and we have this wonderful resource that I would like to do more senior lunches and programming here, and it's hard to do, you know, when I can't get people up to the gallery easily.
Standing in the upper level on Friday morning, Alton looks around the space. She says she can easily envision what the new and improved Haines Sheldon Museum will look like.
I am so ready to just walk into the new building. It's got so much potential to be an incredible space.
But before the first wall is knocked down or nail pounded, they have a lot of money to raise. Of the estimated $6 million the project will cost, around $4 million of that is for construction. Alton says she's hoping the borough will step up with some funding, but she assumes much of it will come from various grants. A state grant program that matches museum construction costs might not be an option. Friday morning, the State House passed its proposed operating budget with a $500,000 cut to museums. But there is other money out there.
When I'm looking at grants, I'm looking at it as an ADA grant. And then the other thing I'm looking at it is a Main Street revitalization grant.
Ultimately, Alton says she wants the new facility to be a central attraction in Haines, not just an afterthought.
We want to be a destination that draws visitors to Haines because we are so wonderful.
According to the architect, best case scenario, construction could start as soon as 2018. Alton is a little more conservative with her five-year goal. But a lot of that timeline hinges on just who will pick up the tab. Haines Planning Commissioners were split on Thursday night about whether to grant a 35-mile heliport owner's appeal for year-round unlimited helicopter landings. In a 4-3 vote, the commission ultimately rejected the argument that the landowner has a right to unlimited use. KHNS's Emily Files explains.
The saga of the 35-mile heliport continued at Thursday's meeting, and it's not over yet. This is the sixth time the heliport has come before planners in some way. At the last meeting, they approved a heliskiing conditional use permit for the heliport, but that's only for a few months of the year. Property owners Mike Wilson and Sean Brownell say since the helipad was in operation before the Haynesboro put additional restrictions on heliports, they have a use by right, also called a non-conforming use or grandfather rights. Former acting manager Julie Causey, with the advice of the borough attorney, agreed, but with conditions. Causey said since the heliport had been used on average 5 to 10 times a year, the landowner's use by right was limited to that level. Wilson told commissioners that he wanted to use the heliport in the heliskiing off-season for things like transporting people to Constantine's mineral exploration site. He said he was not planning on using it for helicopter tourism.
Conceivably, 10 landings a year, it may be fine for the first couple of years, but ideally, there may be times when clients want to do something in a helicopter and they order a helicopter. To have the option and to have the ability to continue to use that area as it has been used as a past for helicopter use.
The commission wasn't debating whether Wilson has a use by right. They were debating whether that use by right is limited to the historical level of activity. Right off the bat, Commissioners Heather Lendy and Rob Miller said they were reluctant to overturn the manager's decision. But Commissioners Brenda Josephson and Donnie Turner said the borough can't limit the level of use on a property which has a use by right. Here's Turner.
I don't see anything in the code that goes through and says that the amount of business you can do. You know, and that's what we're doing. Is if he has a heliport, we're saying even the lawyer says he could have a heliport. You read all through the code, you know, that non-conforming thing is designed to protect the property owner from just exactly what's happening to him.
But Miller said there's a huge difference between 10 flights and unlimited flights.
10 flights a year is not the same as 1,000 flights a year. It is qualitatively different. And it's sort of almost a form of sophistry to argue that one should be able to transition to the other with no restrictions of any kind.
Josephson said putting a restriction on the level of use is arbitrary and capricious and goes against protecting the rights of citizens. But Chair Rob Goldberg said the commission also needs to consider the citizens who could be impacted by an increase in helicopter activity at 35 Mile.
And we've heard testimony from people saying that they moved here from Skagway and moved here from Juneau to get away from the helicopter noise. And, you know, we have to listen to them too. They live here. And so, you know, I'm very reluctant to just open this up for year-round use.
However, Goldberg said he is open to considering a conditional use permit for a higher level of year-round use. He said the CUP process would give residents a chance to participate in a public hearing. When it came to a vote, Goldberg, Miller, Lendy, and Lee Heinmiller voted to uphold the manager's decision. Josephson, Turner, and Larry Giese voted against it. Heliport owner Wilson now has a couple options. He can appeal the commission's decision to the borough assembly, or he can go ahead and apply for another conditional use permit. Wilson said he already had a meeting with the borough manager about applying for a CUP. So the 35-mile heliport is likely to come before the Planning Commission for a seventh time in the near future. The next meeting is April 14th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
The Haines Glacier Bears' effort at regional basketball tournament in Sitka ended after 2 games for the boys and 3 for the girls. The Glacier Bear boys lost the first game Wednesday against the Craig Panthers by 10 points. The next day, they faced the Wrangell Wolves and lost 37-65. The girls also lost their first game Wednesday to the Metlakatla Miss Chiefs. The score was 32-41 for Haines. Then, the girls scored a victory Thursday night against Wrangell, winning 50-40. But the next day, the girls suffered a close loss to Craig by just 3 points. Audio from the Region 2A tournament games is posted at khns.org. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.